Raising the minimum wage is one of the most polarizing issues in our state and across the country, igniting debates over how an increase would impact workers, employers, and the economy as a whole. It seems to me that either you believe that government should set a minimum wage at some level or not. Assuming so, then it's reasonable that we check in on it from time to time, as is happening now. But even the staunchest advocates for raising wages will admit that it will not, in and of itself, lift low-income workers out of poverty. Maryland's public health visionary, Dr. Peter Bielenson, often compares a stable, self-sufficient life with a four-legged stool. People need access to health care and healthy food, safe, affordable housing, a quality education, and yes, a well-paying job. I might include reliable child care as the fifth leg for working families. When one or more elements are missing or incomplete, instability occurs. Even with substantially higher base wages, the extremely high cost of housing and child care in our region will continue to create instability for many working families. Without these basics, it's difficult, if not impossible, for parents to succeed in the workforce. Housing, stability, and childcare are also necessary for children to grow academically. Fear of homelessness can cause toxic stress in children, and once young kids fall behind, it's incredibly hard for them to catch up. We know that poor readers in third grade are much more likely to drop out of high school than those who read on grade level. Without access to healthcare or nutritious food, another result of poverty, chronic disease, obesity, and lower life expectancies set in. And when somebody is constantly sick or working at a job that doesn't offer paid time off, chances of keeping that job are slim. Breaking the cycle of poverty requires education, income, health, housing, and child care. Resetting the minimum wage could indeed be beneficial, but if our intent is to really move the needle on poverty, we must remember that it is just one leg of the stool. I'm Mark First, President and CEO of United Way of Central Maryland for WYPR, your NPR news station.